All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jason Duda, Jeff Luce in today. Ted Woodward still has the music, at least for the rest of this week, provided we're on the air. Detroit Rock City is the song. Cities That Rock is the theme. So we'll be getting city-related and city-oriented songs today, dude. Are you excited about that?
It's good stuff. It's Thank way you. Better than that stuff you were doing.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
don't
it was.
I don't even want to start.
Ted has done a fantastic job this week when it comes to the music.
We don't have time to argue about that. We got to go to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline, where we'll talk with Gavin Thurman, a Wichita Wizards player. Wizards off to a 10-0 start. Gavin, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. We're happy to have you. Tell us about playing with this team and what kind of your expectations were going in versus now you're 10-0, you're having a great run, and what it's turned out to be.
Everything's been great. You know, it's always good to see the hard work you've been putting in. You see results from it, you know. I think going into the season, a lot of the guys, like including myself, we really didn't know what to expect because it was a first-year deal. But we was working really hard. You know, Coach Romaine did a really good job. He's been pushing us since day one, since our first tryout back in December, late November, early December. And Coach Corley O'Young been doing a really, really good job of staying on this, making sure we stay in focus. And, you see the results, 10-0, off to a good season.
Now, obviously talking about the new league and that sort of thing, how is the competition level? How's the talent? Is it what you expected? Is it a little better? Maybe not as good? Where do you see that with other teams that you've played?
With the teams that we played, I feel like we got to – I can compare them towards our team. I think our team, we had a really dominant team. We're really well balanced, so – but a lot of games were really talented. We won our last few games, not too much. I think the competition level is all right. I think so. This is a very top-heavy league. You know, the top teams in the league are really, really strong, real competitive, but kind of towards the bottom, we kind of veer off at the end.
Gavin Thurman, our guest, a player for the Wichita Wizards, who are 10-0. Any guys on this team, and I know that you guys have some AAU background together with Coach Brown, but are there any guys on this team that you saw in the City League and maybe you wanted to play with or you thought you'd enjoy playing with and now you're getting a chance to, or even guys you'd played with before that now you're happy to be playing with again?
Oh, yeah, it's a ton of guys. You know, really, our whole team is really Wichita-based. They all, like, grew up together. You go from the twins, Grisham and Bryson White over at North High. You know, we got Jalen Williams, a former East High ace, who really, really dominant at East. Terrence Moore, I played with him a year at Heights. I played with Terrence at Stuckey, as a matter of fact, as well.
Wow.
Diavante Garland played for Southeast. When I was at Southeast for a little bit, played with Diavante Garland and Kevin Gunner. So, you know, those Wichita City League guys that, you know, we all grew up around each other, played against each other, battled the tough City League battles back in the day with each other. You build bonds with it, you know, so it's all good to see all of us, instead of competing against each other, we're competing with each other, you know, trying to get a ring this year.
Well, that's got to be something great for you, too, because obviously these are the guys you played against and like you said, you battled against, and now you're getting a chance to play with these guys, and that's got to be something that everybody here, obviously a bunch of guys from Wichita, that's something that I'm sure you guys are proud of when you're going out in the court.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's, you take pride in wearing, you know, Wichita Wizards, you know, because you want to represent anytime you step foot out this city or the state or even the country. Like when I was playing professional basketball, you always want to represent your hometown to the best of your ability, you know. So we really take pride in wearing Wizards on our chest. Every single game we go out and try to play very hard.
Talking with Gavin Thurman of the Wichita Wizards. I wanted to ask you about your high school days at Southeast and then at Heights. When you were in eighth grade, like you said, at Stuckey, I was sent out with the Wichita Eagle to write about you and Perry Ellis. You played a game, I think it might have been at Heights, against Brooks. And you obviously were the future of the City League. So tell me about what it was like kind of always being compared to Perry, competing against him, and then ultimately joining him for that last state championship with the Falcons.
You know, me and Perry battles go way back to our, I think, early elementary school, YMCA days, you know. So it's really been good because it's someone we always push each other, you know. We played AAU together throughout middle school. And then, yeah, when we was at Stuckey, that was a pretty big game. That just, you know, that I feel like everything happened so fast because when we were on the court, me and Perry, we battled just like we always have back in the YMCA, back in just me and him one-on-one. But we look up around, it's a big crowd, we draw big attention, you know. So, but it's always fun. We don't really think about, we don't think about the, you know, the attention that it brought to the city. It was good attention, you know, but to us, we're just two kids out there just having fun playing, competing against each other.
Well, obviously, with what you're doing now and playing overseas, playing high school ball, what do you take from all those different aspects? Did you enjoy one more than the other? What was your favorite time as a basketball player?
Man, that's such a tough one.
That's why I asked it.
I don't think I could pick a specific time because they all mean something different because they all different pivotal points in my life, you know. So I look at it like high school was fun because it was fun as a, you know, what a 15 to 17 year old Gavin, you know. That was perfect for me. That's what I could handle then. That's what I did then. And when I got to college, you know, at Missouri State, at that point in time in my life, that was a special moment at that time. And then when I reached a pro level, I think I look at it like that. But I really can't pick one because I had fun. You know, basketball took me on a crazy journey all around the world, and I'm just so thankful I'm able to play.
Gavin Thurman is our guest, forward for the Wichita Wizards basketball team, who's 10-0. You played in Canada, is that right?
I did, twice.
Yeah.
I knew I liked this guy.
Yeah, dude over here, he's from Canada. what's the basketball scene like in Canada these days?
That league is very, very competitive, like really competitive. It's a very tough league. It's growing. My first year there, I played on this new team, brand new team for the league. We did pretty well, but it's very competitive. It's a ton of guys. Like, a lot of guys get called up for the G League. They get NBA tryouts, NBA Summer League guys. It's a ton of guys, and there's a really good league.
Where did you play in Canada?
I played in Orangeville. It's right out Ontario, Canada, Orangeville,
right.
Hayes.
Yep.
And I also played in St. John's.
Out in the island.
Newfoundland, yeah.
Oh, the winters are lovely out there, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Gavin, tell us about the camp you have coming up. When is that? How can people get involved and participate?
Okay, see, so I'm doing this with me and my childhood friend, also played for Wichita Wizards, Devontae Garland. Came to me with this really good idea about hosting this camp, and we're aiming for right now June 17th. What we're going to do is we're going to do a week long camp. We're going to try to do about 3 or 4 weeks, but if we're going to see how the first week goes, we're going to do 3 days out of the week. We're going to shoot for Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, and we're going to just go from like eight. We're going to two different sets. We're going to break the days up from like first session from 9 to 12, I believe. Then level up from 1 to 3:30. And we're going to just, you know, just train kids, put them through a lot of drill work. So I'm going to be really hands-on in this. I'm going to be really going through a lot of drills. I've learned along the way, all my experiences. So I think it's going to be a good deal, you know.
And people can get a hold of you how? Or Devontae?
Devontae, you can reach out to me through Twitter, Facebook, or, you know, email. I'll give that to you right now. My email is GavinThurman1994@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you could also reach out to, you could register through me, or you can register through Devontae Garland. His is Devontae Garland. DAVONTE.
Okay.
GARLAND@hotmail.com.
Good enough.
Just do that.
All right, very good. Well, before you go, you played in high school for Coach Carl Taylor and then for Coach Joe Auer. Those are two of the legends in the City League. How did they shape your playing days and your career?
You know, they both have two very unique coaching styles, you know, and I think it really helped me in the long run. Coach Taylor was very, very, very aggressive. He's very demanding. You know, he wants the best from you. He sniffs out when you're not going hard. He'll get on you about that. You know, he's very the Bob Knight, you know, like the reference Bob Knight. So that's how, you know, Coach Taylor is. Coach Auer is more, he's a very, very strategic. You know, he has everything from A to Z, from practice plan, exactly how he's going to be, which really helped me out for college. So that's exactly how college was. He's very strategic. He has a very unique style about him. You know, he senses, he knows when you're not going hard, and he likes to play the mind games with you, you know, to get you motivated that kind of way. Very, very smart guy. Very, very nice man. Very nice guy.
All right,
really,
Gavin.
Really happy I got a chance to transfer over there.
For sure. Well, Gavin, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the success of the Wizards so far. We wish you good luck moving forward, and we'll send people out to your camp, all right?
All right, thank you so much. Right,
thank you. Gavin Thurman of the Wichita Wizards.
Obviously, they're off to a pretty good start.
Slowed down during that email part, but that was a fantastic interview, I thought.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, I enjoy talking to Gavin. We should have him on again someday.
Well, why wouldn't we?
I would.
Well, it's your show. I mean, you tell me that all the time, so why wouldn't you?
I do not. When have I ever said that?
Whenever we're in here with your dad and you two get arguing, and it's like, no, it's I run the show.
It's our show. You should take ownership of it, too. If you want to come in and say, hey, I got a guy who's coming on, who might want to come on the show, and we can call him. I'm more than open to that idea.
Sweet.
I know you'll never do that, but if you wanted to, I wouldn't be like, no, you don't run the show.
Yeah, you would. After.
I would not.
Yeah, you would.
I would be thrilled if you suggested a guest. It's hard.
Fair enough.
It's hard booking the show.
Next time we're on, I'll book a couple for us.
You will?
Yep. Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, as long as it's within the next 10 days.
It's 11 days out. Speaking of basketball, we do have to get to Drake. Shut up, Drake. Are you witnessing this act over on the sideline? Touching the coach?
Oh, it's like he thinks he's an assistant coach.
He's worldwide famous icon superstar. His music sucks, by the way. I try to get into it. Every song sounds the same. It's auto-tuned garbage.
And they won a ton of awards, too, for it.
To each their own. If you like Drake, fine. But go away, dude.
Yeah, he needs to stay off the basketball
court. For a guy who's as famous as Drake, him trying to attach to everything is a little desperate for my taste.
You wouldn't think that he would be desperate, would you?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't think so either. But it seems like he just wants to be involved.
He wants to be.
He wants to be part of the organization.
Right.
Maybe he should buy into it then. He's probably got the money.
Of course he does. He could probably own the team tomorrow. But he'd rather touch the coach and walk along the sidelines and yell at Giannis. I mean, is there a worse look than yell at you're Drake and you're heckling Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's awful.
Like, and Giannis outside would just destroy him.
Of course.
Absolutely. I would love to watch
that. Like, you wouldn't see Giannis at a Drake concert, like, jumping up on the stage. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what his deal is. I've never been a big fan. I mean, I'm not a music guy anyway. But seeing that stuff drives me nuts.
I tried to, like...
It's almost like McConaughey in Texas.
Yeah, what's he doing?
What's he doing?
And that's with college kids.
Exactly.
Dude, relax.
Like, what are you doing?
It's,
why?
It's so sad.
Do they think they're helping?
I don't know.
I think they really think they're helping.
But of all the ways to use your influence, that's not a good one.
No, I agree 100%.
It's a bad way to use
it. It's like 4:40 and we're agreeing. There's an issue here.
I know. We've got an hour and 20 minutes to...
rectify?
Right.
That's a good word for me.
To get off the same page.
Aren't you happy with that?
I really am. Do we have a call? Because if we do, I'm going to take it before we take a break. We do. And it's Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Not much today.
I just want to say, man, you sound like a major hater on the airwaves. I expected more from you, man.
Why?
I mean, really, you can't let the dude be a fan? He can't let him enjoy his life. I mean,
he can be a fan, but does he need
NBA
to touch
game,
the coach?
Side, why wouldn't he be excited? Why wouldn't he be hyped? It's the Eastern Conference Finals. I'd be
does he need
to
touch
too.
The coach and yell at the opposition star player?
It's all in good fun. I'm sure him and Giannis hang out later, but
he's
at
Drake.
The moment he's at a basketball game, he's having fun.
Okay, but it's kind of – it's tired to me, Malcolm, and I appreciate your opinion. It's a disagreement.
I'm just saying, let him have a good time because I'm sure he'd let you have a good time.
He probably would. Thank you, Malcolm. Drake is all about me having a good time.
Well, then that's fantastic.
And I guess we're good then.
Yeah, you guys are fine.
All right.
It's all good.
Let's take a break, Tommy. We'll come back and we'll talk with Brett Lintz. He is the baseball coach at Wichita Trinity Academy. They've got Mulvane in a big first-round game in the 4A baseball tournament in Salina coming up on, I believe, tomorrow. So stay with us. Brett Lintz coming up on The Drive.